On Wednesday, Governor Newsom allowed health officials to hide their addresses under a California state program designated to protect people from harassment or violence. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. Newsom's executive order permits the Secretary of State to make the Safe at Home confidentiality program available to local health officers and other public health officials. Governor Gavin Newsom says California will ban the sale of new gas-powered passenger cars and trucks in 15 years. The plan won't stop people from owning gas-powered cars or selling them on the used car market. California would be the first state with such a mandate. On Wednesday, Mexico said it will send 101 firefighters to the United States to help battle wildfires in California. The country's Environment Department said five teams of 20 trained, equipped firefighters from Mexico's National Forestry Commission will work with the U.S. Forest Service. They will be sent first to work in Sequoia National Park. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. On September 23rd in the afternoon, Eureka Police and Waterfront Rangers patrolling the 1600 block of Waterfront Drive, they found three people in a parking lot. One of them, 20-year-old Donovan Johnson, was found to have a concealed weapon in violation of his probation. Local attorney Michael Acosta and partner Sarah Carroll have to stand trial on charges of maintaining a drug house and possession of drugs for sale. Lost Coast Outpost reporting when drug task force agents served a warrant at Acosta's home back in February, five adults in the house had drugs in their possession. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.